Our next couple of guests this morning. Again, I'm Liam Niemeyer. Here we have today Erica Paquette and Tundra Greenstreet with the Resilience Fair. Hey guys, how's it going? So tell us a little bit about what is the Resilience Fair a little bit?
So we did this back in October, and we're trying it again. It's just basically a space where we're letting community organizations, or we're asking community organizations to come in, and they provide a craft, activity, healthy snack, or a little like trinket or toy for kids. And then while the kids are occupied, they can promote kind of their programs for families or children in the community. So it's just kind of like, I don't know, a free winter arts fair for kids. So you can bring your kids and they can kind of run around crazy. There's lots of stuff for them to do. We're going to have face painting and there's going to be free food, burgers, hot dogs, sides, that kind of stuff, lots of crafts and activities. And then we just invite all the different organizations, in Ketchikan.
Oh, that's awesome. So like with the activities in particular, like what sort of crafts will the kids be making and anything
Well, each of the organizations, community organizations we're partnered with are kind of bringing their own activities as well. So it's sort of it'll be a mix of different things. I know we're also going to be bringing, just a lot of different painting and craft activities to make little posters and stickers and just all kinds of fun stuff. Just some summer themed things.
Okay, awesome. So a little bit of background with the Resilience Fair. It's a part of the Resilience Initiative. I know we were talking before we went on air a little bit about it. It's about like necessarily strengthening families
community resilience.
Community resilience, yes.
So, yeah, WISH, I'm the prevention manager at WISH, and one of the initiatives that we're part of is the Revilla Island Resilience Initiative. So last year after we had one of our community trainings, a group of us have just kind of been getting together and meeting regularly to plan for ways that we can strengthen resilience in the community. So our official mission statement or unofficial mission statement is that we're working to prevent trauma and promote healing for through collective action. And so we're a collective impact group, which is people coming together from different organizations and really seeing how we can support each other in working towards this common goal of eventually ending childhood trauma. So it's really around the adverse childhood experiences. So educating the community on adverse childhood experiences and then how we can prevent those. And we know from research that one of the best things we can do is support families and, families to be the best parents that they can be. I mean, I'm a parent of two small kids. It's super hard. So anything that we can do in the community where we're offering free food and activities for kids where you can kind of come and be around other parents, learn about different programs that could maybe give you some assistance if you need it. So say like if Community Connections is there with their early learning program, you could learn more about how to track your child's development and just get more information on things like that. So yeah, it's a really fun group. We're also working a lot to just support the school district with their trauma sensitive schools training and just kind of working to make community Ketchikan a more connected place. So we have a lot of organizations that are working doing lots of different things in kind of silos. And so both the Resilience Initiative and the Reentry Coalition kind of have this goal of how can we make sure that we're working towards things together instead of maybe doing things separate and not knowing what the other group is doing.
Okay. And so, like, you know, having this Resilience Fair is sort of a fun way of, you know, strengthening those, like, family community bonds and resilience, like you were mentioning.
Yeah, bringing those ties together and kind of helping unite the community. We see the Reentry Initiative doing a lot of great work in Ketchikan, and so the Reentry Coalition really wants to support that because we see a lot of overlap with their mission and our own. The Ketchikan Reentry Coalition is focused on reducing recidivism. That's the rate of, individuals who come out of prison and then reoffend and end up going back in. So we're working to fight against that, and we see a lot of ties with the same kinds of trauma and other issues that kind of end up fueling this cycle, this revolving door. So we want to introduce reentry and supporting reentrance, people returning to the community, and helping them be successful. And we think tying them in with the same kinds of community resources that promote resilience really helps to kind of promote the overall well-being and health of the community. So we're trying, we really want to support what the Resiliency Initiative is working on. So we sponsored this event, and we're really excited to be working with them.
Okay, awesome. And a reminder for our listeners, when is this Resilience Fair again?
It's going to be June 23rd, so this Saturday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. So, yeah, admission is free. All the activities are free. The food is free. And I know it's sunny right now, but I think that it's going to be raining on Saturday. So you're going to need something for your kids to go do. And it's just hopefully a really stress-free environment. All the people know that they're getting into kids, you know, grabbing at tables and doing all this stuff. So bring your kids out. We had almost 350 people show up to our one in October out at Saxman. So it was a really great time. We did it around Halloween. And so we're hoping this one, too, to get as many people. We got lots of food.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, over 300, that's a great number.
Yeah, we were really excited after the last one. I mean, I was up all night the night before just like, oh, I wonder if anybody is going to show up. And then it was actually so many people showed up. So, yeah, we switched venues.
Yeah, we're excited. We're really hoping that it'll be a great opportunity for people to come out, have some fun, and get connected with the resources that are available to them here in the community.
Yeah, definitely, especially if it's raining and you know, the food and the crafts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Anything else you guys would like to highlight with the fair specifically or anything else you guys are doing at Wish?
The only other thing I would mention about the fair is we are planning on having a little bit of a community cafe portion to kind of have some conversation with community members, connect them with people who are in recovery and who are have had some successes, and talk about kind of the barriers, successes, challenges, and things that they've encountered and ways we can promote resiliency in our community.
Awesome. Very well put. Well, guys, thank you for coming on. And I mean that – oh.
One more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
We are, like, still looking for volunteers to, you know, work in the kitchen. So you can give me a call at 228-4371 if you're interested in, giving an hour for this Resilience Fair on Saturday.
Okay, awesome. Again, it's on Saturday, the Resilience Fair, the Ted Ferry Civic Center. Erica, Tundra, thank you guys for coming on. It sounds like a great event with lots of fun crafts, free food, and it'll probably be rainy, so, you know, good indoor cover also.
Yep.
Yeah, again, thank you for coming on, and, yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.